Back on downtown in time for the high school report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank. We welcome in our friend Mark Kalman of Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Rich. Last time Skowhegan lost the regional final, I was pretty young, but that was a long time ago.
Boy, I'll say, absolutely. Yeah, big news for the Brewer Witches field hockey team headed to the championship game. I'm pretty sure for the first time ever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they haven't had a chance. Skowhegan's won them all.
Right.
You know, it's just quite a story. I mean, Brewer did beat them in the regular season, too. But once you get to this point, you just expect, you know, Skowhegan to do it. But kudos to Brewer. And it wasn't even that close. I mean, there's 3-0. They dominated the game. So great job, and just quite a run by Skowhegan. We don't see that in any sport, really, any level. you know what I mean? And it's just incredible. It's just a great program. But this year's Brewers year has been off.
Absolutely. Yeah, great job by Jamie Emerson and the players there. Football, a lot of big games. You're on the way to one tonight, the Class D North matchup between number one Foxcroft and number five Old Town. How do you see that one playing out?
Well, if it goes like it did in the regular season, it's going to be a great game. Old Town, played very well with Foxcroft a few weeks back. Foxcroft did win at the end, but it was a close game. I do, an interesting note there. Charles Beal, the coach of Old Town, is actually a teacher at Foxcroft and the boys' basketball coach, so he knows those kids very well. Which I don't think it hurt them. But I mean, obviously Foxcroft's favorite. They're number one. They're undefeated. They're the powerhouse in that class and have been for years and probably will be going forward for years. But I do think this is going to be a good game, and Old Town can give them all they can handle.
That one gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. Class C North, a terrific matchup in Herman, where the number one Hawks play host to Oceanside.
Yeah, they had an interesting game in the regular season, and I think this will be, a game to keep an eye on. Great job by Coach Glant and the Hawks. They're building that program and where they are now. That's one I'm going to be very interested to see how it goes.
And in Class B, a couple of Central Maine teams tussling tonight. Number two, Coney, up against number three, Lawrence.
Yeah, great to have a rivalry game in a big stage like this in the semifinals. In that area, that's going to be, huge. That's kind of, close to Bangor Brewer, level down there.
And boy, Bangor needed a win to get into the playoffs last week. They took care of business and will take on number two Lewiston tonight on the road.
Yeah, that one gets underway way at 6. They needed last week was basically, it wasn't the playoffs, but it was for them, and they needed to get that to get in, and they did just that. So they're going to be playoff ready going into Lewiston. That should be a good one. We'll have updates on that one.
The eight-player playoffs tonight, number one Camden Hills takes on number four Mount Ararat.
Yeah, actually, I think that's going to be really good. I've seen Mount Ararat play, and I think that's going to be high scoring, and we'll see the weather factors in these games. There's going to be windy everywhere, I think, and so that could play a factor, but that should be high scoring.
And what should be a terrific matchup coming up in Millinocket in the eight-player small school North Regional Final, number one Stearns hosting number two Holton Hodgdon.
Yeah, you might as well shut down the stores in Millinocket. Everybody's going to be at that game. They love their sports, especially when they're successful like this. And Stearns has been a powerhouse. So yeah, but on the other end, Holton, they have a great runner in Irvin at Holton. So it's not going to be easy, but Stearns will be ready for this one.
And it's outside of our region, but it is your alma mater. Can Socopee take care of Old Orchard?
I'm not sure. Old Orchard's the powerhouse down there, I think. But great job for Socopee to even get to this one. They never got to this point in football, and they'll definitely be prepared. But yeah, Old Orchard's just a powerhouse, putting up over 50 points a game. But we'll see what happens.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. All right, before I let you go, I got to ask: do you want the Red Sox to make a deal for Garrett Crochet?
Yeah. I saw that proposal, right? It was at Abreu and pre-minor league, right? Not even one of the high-level ones.
Right.
So, I do that. I don't think Breslau would take, 5 seconds to say yes to that one. especially because they said he would be extended, too. There was a one-year deal, a two-year deal, maybe not, but he would be extended in that deal. So, I do I don't know. I always am optimistic, you know, that risk, but I do think they're going to be right there for and build up this this team quite well.
Absolutely. A lot to do here in this offseason, but yeah, pitching is the place to start, so let's keep our fingers crossed going forward. Well, tune in Eastern Maine Sports. Follow them for scores, highlights, stories, and so much more. Have a great time at the Foxcroft game tonight, Mark, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Yeah, and we'll be at the 8-8 player soccer state championship tomorrow, and Chris will be at the women's soccer championship on Sunday.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Mark. Have a good weekend.
You too, Rich. Take care.
All right. That's Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports. High School Report is brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.